Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can't speculate on exactly how much the marquee network will change the financial picture of the team, and I can't speculate on where competitive balance tax is going. It's a good thing for the team. It's a great thing for the team to have the network. And once it's fully distributed and fully operational, it will give us more financial resources. But how we put those to use or how much that is, it's way too early to tell.
He speculates they'll have more financial resources, you think? All right, so we're going to get to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Real quick before we do, though, I have a texter now who's very unhappy with me. Quit being an idiot, hun. I'm sure he meant hub, but just he hit the wrong letter there. And get Hulu with 4 exclamation points. You'll save money and get the Cubs. Quit being, in all caps, D-U-M-B, 4 more exclamation points. Okay? Well, pal, I'm not dumb enough to pretend I know what I don't know. You know, and I don't really know how all this works, but my instinct tells me that the missing piece of your equation is I'm guessing that you don't get everything with Hulu that you get with Xfinity or Comcast. Can anybody help me out with that?
Not
that
me.
Would be correct.
Yeah, it's Jordan. Safe bet.
Oh, well, I mean, I do know. No, you don't get near as much with Hulu as you do through Xfinity. I don't know what the pricing is. I don't know how it all works. But there is a reason that Infinity has half the Chicago market while everybody else is trying to get their piece of the pie. And by the way, I don't think I've mentioned it all that long, and that's criminal, because Jordan Malley, Mike Chen, behind the glass tonight, doing such a great job for us. Thank you so much, guys. And yes, I understand you can get some stuff with YouTube TV, and you can get some stuff with Hulu. You don't get access to nearly as much as what you get through Xfinity or DirecTV. And ironically, guys, to show you how screwed up this whole thing is, I have tried to switch to DirecTV twice, and I've had technicians come out and tell me, Mr. Akerson, I'm not going to install it for you because you're going to be really unhappy because you don't have a clear southwest exposure. We have big trees in front of the house that block it from the southwest. And if you can't point your dish to the southwest where I live, you're going to have problems with the reception. So I've actually tried to leave Comcast a couple times, and I haven't been able to. Now, we're getting a lot of other texters saying it's Comcast. Of course it's Comcast's fault, too. I get that. It's a negotiation. But none of this was a problem until the Cubs got greedy and decided that they were going to form their own network, knowing that exactly these problems have existed in Los Angeles with the Dodgers ever since they switched 5-6 years ago. You've still got 30% or 40% of the TV market in Los Angeles can't get Dodgers games because they don't have the right, whatever it may be, cable service or delivery system that they've negotiated with. So I don't know what Comcast is doing. Maybe they're lowballing the Cubs. Maybe the Cubs should have thought of that before they did this. Maybe they've made a reasonable offer and the Cubs are being greedy. That part we don't know. What we do know is that opening day is 5 weeks away, and at this point, the Cubs do not have TV delivery for their games to half the market. And for all these people texting, don't worry, they'll get it figured out by opening day. I suspect you're right, but what Tom Ricketts apparently doesn't realize is that every day closer we get, Comcast's leverage increases. Because how angry do you think folks are going to be at the Cubs, not Comcast, if Comcast doesn't have them by opening day? So, guys, I don't pretend to know what's going on in the negotiation, but I do know, just trying to point the finger at the cable carrier when you're the guy who caused the problem, that is not the way to go. Let's see if anybody else...
Let me just real quickly, yeah, before we do, Hub, I want to share a better baseball story, because we've spent plenty of time on the Astros and the silly commissioner and Tom Ricketts, who clearly doesn't have a clue what his fan base wants to hear, or at least how they want to have it delivered. The San Francisco Giants, this is being reported by The Athletic exclusively, the San Francisco Giants have told Aubrey Huff that he will not be invited to the 10th anniversary of their World Series. It's a reunion party. Everyone's getting back together to celebrate, and they will not be welcoming the misogynist, racist, awful human that is Aubrey Huff. So I guess it's only kind of a good baseball story. It's unfortunate it has to be this way, but there's no guy who deserves that fate more than this person, and that just went that just became official, so I thought I'd share it with our listeners.
All righty, and then real quick, a texter who's going to tell me I'm wrong. Not true at all, Hub. YouTube TV has absolutely everything I had with Comcast, 80 channels. That's everything you had. My wife has 140 channels of her own before I get to my 80 or 90 or whatever it may be. So just because it has what you had doesn't mean it has what every Comcast subscriber has. Yeah, we pay for the big package. I'm stupid. I'm throwing away money. But we literally have like 300 channels or something like that. And what's really frustrating is on many nights, there's nothing good on any of them. So
well, that's for a different show.
Yeah. That's a whole different topic. Let's get to the phone lines. Jordan is out in Rockford. Jordan, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Hub, how are you doing?
Doing good, thanks.
Hey, big fan of yours. Love you. That was actually me who sent you that nasty text. Sorry it came out so bad, but...
I didn't have a nasty one. What nasty text are we talking about?
The hub.
Oh, no. I don't. I didn't take it as nasty. I was just having fun with you. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. Love your work. But anyways, I mean, you're on Tom Ricketts about calling people dumb, but I mean, you even said so yourself. You're not sure about switching over to streaming, but I mean, on average, how much do you think you pay for your Comcast? Oh, well over $200 a month, I'd say.
Well, actually, you know, to be honest with you, I don't, because I have it bundled with my phone and my internet, and the whole thing is about that. So I get everything. I get everything they offer, plus phone, plus internet.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I mean, it's still right around there, 200. But mm-hmm. I mean, you get Hulu Live Plus for $50. I believe it's just around $50 a month. You get literally all the sports that you need. Yeah, you don't have the C button. Yeah, you can't look at the other scores, but you get everything. I had Comcast. I've switched over to Hulu, and I love it, and I will never go back to Comcast.
Let me just ask you a question. Let me just ask you a question, though. When you say everything, your text, I think, said 80 channels. My wife doesn't care about any of the sports stuff. I mean, we get a ton of other crap, all the premium movie channels, everything. Yeah.
Yeah, my wife doesn't care about any of them, too, but she's got plenty of stuff for her to watch. But, you know, I mean, it's just as easy if you do have Netflix.
Yeah, we have Netflix.
It's just as easy as Netflix. You download the app on it, you sign in, and you've got all your stuff right there at your hands.
Well, yeah.
And it's $50 a month. I mean, you save a ton of money. It's definitely the better bet. And it over the long course, Comcast will fade out, and Hulu and these streaming services will be the long play in it. So they're thinking ahead.
I suspect you're right, and I suspect Comcast will come up with something competitive to what Hulu and YouTube and all these folks are doing. But I think we're missing the point here. I'm not suggesting in any way that you're wrong. I started out by saying I'm not smart enough to figure this. I haven't looked at any of the streaming stuff or any of the cord cutting. But what I do think is the point here is it's not up to Tom Ricketts to make that decision for me. And that's what he's doing here. You know, that's what I'm so upset about. I don't need him to tell me what TV service I should have.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. I would agree with that 100% too. And if I had Comcast and I wasn't able to get the games, I would always go under Reddit, and you can stream all the games on Reddit. R-MLB streams. You'll get all the streams that way too.
Jordan, I do appreciate it. You are talking to somebody, though, who sometimes has a trouble getting his emails. So you don't have the best example of Mr. Technology. There's someone sitting next to me who'll be happy to explain that to
you. And as amused as I am listening to you try and explain to Hub how he can get tapped into the new technology, I hope you're able to have more success than I do. I want to take a minute because there's a very, very important update from NASCAR on the condition of Ryan Newman, who is part of a horrific crash on the last lap of the Daytona 500. He is at Halifax Medical Center. He is in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are not life-threatening. We appreciate your thoughts and prayers and ask that you respect the privacy of Ryan and his family during this time. We appreciate your patience and cooperation. We will provide more information as it becomes available. Ryan Newman in serious condition at Halifax Medical Center, but injuries are not believed to be life-threatening.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Arthur, because I do think that's probably the most important story of the evening. That is good news. It was a horrific crash. I'm sure that there is going to be some rehab and plenty of things to work through. Not going to pretend in any way it's a good situation, but the fact that the injuries are not life-threatening is very good news, and so we're happy to be able to bring you that report. Let's get back to the phones and go to Humboldt Park, where Phil is on the line. Phil, what do you think about all this?
Ooh. Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing good, thanks.
I'm good. Yeah, so I'm actually related to the Xfinity family. Can't really disclose how, basically, because I don't want to lose my job for letting out information. But we don't really know how it's going to be let out yet. And I know we're a couple weeks away from the network releasing, of course, but we still don't know how it's going to be rolled out. I work directly with a lot of the customers, and we have a lot of peeved off customers that are upset at the Cubs in general, and they want to know how they're going to be able to watch their Cubs games, including myself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So from what I heard, we're not able to even stream them. If we don't pick them up with any type of like a provider, that we're not even allowed to like stream it by itself without a local provider. So I'm not sure if that's true or not either. Now, if that's the case, it's not like an application for Netflix where we can just download it into our phone and watch the Cubs. You know, you have to have a provider, which I just kind of, you know, I just find like, you know, they're putting the cuffs on us and forcing us to do this in some sort of way. I'm sorry about that.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, I just feel as a customer, you know, that I'm 37 years old. I've been watching the Cubs since I was a kid, you know, and for me to be forced into a way to watch the team, you know, is kind of off the wall in my eyes. I'll do it because I love my team so much. I've been listening to you guys for the longest, you know, asking people if you guys would do this. Well, yeah, if that's the question, if I have to switch to watch my Cubs, yeah, definitely I'm going to do it because I'm a loyal Cubs fan. Bottom line, no ifs, no ands, no buts.
Well, all right, yeah, thank you very much for the call, Phil. And, you know, guys, at the end of the day, we're going to continue to take your calls on this. I think the bottom line is that I don't care if you're my age or middle-aged or young and a newer Cubs fan, we pay the third highest ticket prices in Major League Baseball. That's just a fact. We have been receiving these games at no extra charge on television for our entire lives. That's a fact. And at the end of the day, what nobody's talking about is, regardless of whether you're getting them through Hulu or you get them through Comcast or YouTube, the Cubs are going to charge them to carry them, and they are going to pass that charge along to us. That's just a simple fact. And so this is all about the Ricketts family figuring out a way to take more money out of our pockets. And by the way, you think they're giving up broadcast rights? They now own all the advertising inventory. So they are going to match or even increase what they were receiving in broadcast rights and pass along extra charges to us. And I think anybody who's not upset about this is just not digging deep enough and realizing the full cost of all this. And, you know, is it worth it? Well, we all get a choice. You don't have to watch them if you don't want. You don't have to pay for it if you don't want. So I get that, you know, but the team is important enough to me. It's really, I can't be a fan when it comes to football. There's no cheering in the press box. So I'm gonna end up paying for it. But I don't like being accused of being an idiot while I'm getting ready to pay them more money. And that's just kind of how Ricketts made me feel.
I'm not amused by sitting next to Hub here and watching him get really worked up about this. I swear I'm not, but I am amused by our texters who are sending in various ways to pirate all of this on the internet and get all the MLB package for free. So I don't think it would be appropriate for me to share these, the mediums or the means to which we're able to go. But salute to the texters who are putting it out there, because it's pretty cool.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to get right back to your phone calls in just a moment, though. The number is 312-644-6767. Whatever's on your mind, feel free to share it. We're back in just a moment at The Score.
You have Comcast in your home?
I do, and I have DirecTV as well. I'm going to have to maybe cancel one. I don't know. I have Hulu as well. I've got kids. I got everything.
I can watch the Cubs.
And it'll be on one channel this year, not seven.
I'm just curious, and I suppose there could be a reason for this. Why would you have Comcast and DirecTV?
Yeah, I don't think there's any good reason just to...
I think he probably just lied, to be honest with you. I mean, I maybe not. Maybe he does. But why would you do that? I can't... I'm trying to figure out what possible reason you would have for that.
When you have that type of money, I guess rational decisions go by the wayside.
Let us just repeat again. We do have an official statement now. Ryan Newman, who was injured in a horrific crash that ended the Daytona 500. His car flipped three times and slid across the finish line in flames on its roof. Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. He is in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are not life-threatening. That statement from Roush Fenway Racing. And so we are certainly thrilled to be able to report that. Also, before I lose my job, I want to be very clear on something else because I had a number of texters taking me to task for why don't you just listen to Pat Hughes. I thank God every day of the baseball season for Pat Hughes, and I listen to it constantly. Hear probably more Cubs games on the radio than I do than I am able to watch on television. But if they want to fire me, I guess they're going to have to for just telling the truth. When you're at home on a summer evening and the TV is there, you get to see the game or listen to it. A lot of times I try and do both. You know, I might put Pat on the radio because I love, you know, hearing Pat and Coombs. Ron Coomer, one of the best guys I've ever met, as well as Pat Hughes. We're talking about not having television for baseball. Nobody is suggesting that it isn't an equally great choice to be able to listen to the Cubs here on the Score. And particularly, I'm not that worried about the station. The station's going to be fine with or without me. But to be clear, Pat and Ron Coomer are as good a broadcast team as I've ever heard, and do enjoy listening to them here on the station as often and as much as possible.
And it's being pointed out to me that perhaps Tom Ricketts just needs the NFL Sunday ticket, hence the DirecTV and Comcast subscriptions. But why do you need the this is probably a stupid question. Why couldn't you just have DirecTV?
Well, I get all the
Cubs games,
and better than yet, you know, I think I'd rather have the Red Zone than the Sunday ticket anyway, unless I'm an out of town fan and I'm a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. And I want to watch all of every game.
Minshew so, magic.
Yeah, I suppose maybe your initial answer was the right one. If you had the money, why not?
Not what I said.
No. You didn't say why not. Yes. You said that's their attitude. Not
yeah,
yours.
You can do whatever the hell you want.
I got you. Let me make sure I get that right. All right. Figure out
so what's
who's
going
next
on
here. Well, it's Ben's turn. Ben has been waiting in Lowell, Indiana, I believe. Ben, how you doing?
Hey, good evening, Hub. I love you, Hub. I just have to completely disagree with you on what you're saying, and you're putting some strong words out there for the Ricketts. Number one, unless you were getting the Cubs games through rabbit ears, you're paying for them. So you're completely fallacizing anything that you're trying to let the fans know by that they're trying to get it for free. The only way we got Cubs games for free is when we had them on rabbit ears. If you had Comcast, DirecTV, you're paying for that sports regional sports subscription package that's mandated by the FCC.
Ben, I got to ask you a question. I'm going to let you continue. I'm not going to. How many games were on WGN this past year?
I don't know off the top of my head, but there was a lot. It was 20, on ABC or the other one.
I think I do know. I want to say it was either 25 or 29. And what did those cost?
Well, if you had rabbit ears. No, you got to listen to me, Hub. Hear me
I heard
out.
You,
if
I
you
heard
had you, rabbit ears,
you
nothing.
Said nobody was getting it for free, and I'm telling you, you're wrong. And beyond
well,
that.
I get it for free. But anybody that has a box or Comcast or whatever, they're not. And they won't be able to do that no more. I understand that. But you weren't getting for free unless you were using rabbit ears.
If you heard what I said, though.
I can argue with that all day, but it's the truth.
Ben, I'm not,
so I don't want you to put.
I'm not arguing with that. But if you heard what I said was that you are now going to pay more. I don't think at any point
you
I really talked about getting it for
exactly.
free.
Exactly. Now, listen. Now, this is where my second point comes in. Yeah. Now, Ricketts is sitting there at the negotiation table or whoever is sitting in for the Ricketts family, right? And then we go there and they're going to say, well, as soon as you sign this contract that DirecTV, Hulu, YouTube TV, and the other ones have accepted the price. And since Comcast holds a most majority of homes in this area, they know they have that leverage and they are going to try to burn us. What the Ricketts family is doing is making sure that we're not going to get as burned as usual as much as we possibly can. Yes, we're going to get burned a little bit. Right now, I stream everything, Hub. As soon as this comes out, Comcast, I stream everything through the Comcast because I only have the internet. Me and my wife pay for the streaming package. Right now, I'm watching WGN Live on my thing. When the Marquee Network comes out for Comcast, I'll have to get a box. I'll have to get the highest regional sports network package just to get that Marquee Network. And that's not all the Ricketts, and that's not all the Cubs' fault. And that doesn't lie in the greed. It lies into making sure that we have financial capabilities to set our franchise straight instead of having a crappy Tribune company running it for years, and now all of a sudden we want to make good changes and everyone's flipping out on it.
Well, Ben, time, all right, time out. And again, I'm not cutting you off, but some of what you're saying is simply incorrect, but it's also not in response to what I said. Again, what I've said several times is that they're just gouging us for more money, and there is no question about that. That's number one. Number two, you have no idea if they're asking for the same thing from Comcast as what they got from Hulu or YouTube or DirecTV, nor do you know if those three all paid the same thing. We don't know these things.
That's true.
Yeah, we don't know any of these things. Yeah, so.
But still, they accepted it. We accepted it. It was a negotiation on it. So if Comcast says, well, it's going to cost each one of your Cubs customers an extra $17 per month to have this package, and Tom Ricketts says, no, we want to go toward maybe a $9 more increase per month, how is that wrong on their part?
Ben,
ask me that. How is it wrong where the Yankees have your Yankee TV and Madison Square Garden and all that other stuff? And, I mean, how are we wrong because we want to make our franchise better? And I think that this is going to happen with the time and age that we are in with technology. This is going to make it better. This is going to make the Cubs fans be able to reach them out in Indonesia,
Ben,
and other countries and
Ben,
stuff. I don't understand why you're not seeing that.
I don't understand how you can say they're going to make it better when they've refused to fix anything wrong with the team this year because they don't want to spend any more money.
What if it's not broke, Cub? What if the team's not broke?
It is broke. They didn't make the playoffs last year.
That's your opinion, but now we're getting into
time out. That's not my opinion. They didn't make the playoffs last year.
Yeah, we underperformed last year, huh? We underperformed as hitters, as defense, as everything.
Yes.
And that had to do with the sense of who was controlling the team at that time. We've made the changes. We got rid of Joe. We got rid of all the other extracurricular activities that were going along with it. And I think that Ross is going to get a better performance out of the players that are already in that locker room. Same thing with the 12-4 Bears last year. It's the same players in the locker room that Matt Nagy's offense now sucks. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So you can't, it's twofold on that, buddy.
Ben, I thank you for the phone call. You know, normally when we get into those things, I usually come out on the wrong end with a lot of our listeners. I got a hunch the majority of our listeners might go with me on that one. But
well, the text line would certainly suggest as much.
Yeah, I mean, Ben's had a few too many martinis tonight. I shouldn't say that's not fair. Ben has an opinion, and I just happen not to agree with it.
Well, so. He lost us when he said no one was going to get the Cubs for free, and then a minute or so later, he's got the bunny ears, and he was getting the Cubs for free. So
well, he also lost us when he said that this was a guarantee the team was going to be better when they're refusing to spend any money. Yeah. But hey, let's move on. Let's get to John and see what John thinks about all this. John, how you doing?
Hey, how about you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm right. Hey, listen, you know, I haven't had cable. I had it 15, 20 years ago, and I got rid of it. I listen to Pat Hughes. I listen to Pat and Ron. I keep it very simple. You come home from work, you get the grill going, listen, I'm on the radio in the backyard, you enjoy the weather. You know, I think it's a great idea of what they're doing. It brings in revenue to afford ball players. You know, it's basically a business, bottom line. You know, we all love the Cubs in the summertime, but, you know, I'll just listen to them on the radio, and that's my spill on it.
And, John, I think that's fine, but I just have a question for you. When you're listening and you hear that Javi Baez just did something magical that Pat and Coombs have never seen before, don't you want to get a look at it?
You know what? I could look on the phone and just look for highlights on my smartphone.
Okay.
Because that's what I do. It's, you know, you could really go head over heels about watching the games. I mean, I used to watch them on 9 and 7 Fox, but like during the playoffs, I would listen to them on the radio until they came on Fox for the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And I got tired of going to the bars and watching the games and spending all that money. I had cable. They raised my prices and took away channels without notice. And I had Comcast.
John,
and I said, you know what? That's one less bill I got to pay. So
I thank you for the phone call, and I cannot, nor do I want to disagree with you. I do appreciate your call. If anybody thinks in any way that I am defending or supporting Comcast, again, either I'm not saying it right or you're not listening. I don't know that Comcast is right or wrong in this negotiation, but the one thing that is clear and I think not debatable is that the Cubs are gouging us with this. The Cubs are going over the top to take every penny they can from us for the product they're delivering. And if, in fact, they were winning back-to-back-to-back World Series or something like that, we might feel a little bit better about it. The dumbest thing that Ben had to say was apparently he thinks it was all Joe Maddon's fault that they didn't make the playoffs last year. And so, you know, you can't be failing and getting worse on one end and demanding more for the privilege of enjoying or watching them get worse on the other end. I think that maybe it's just a bad environment. Maybe I wouldn't be as upset if they had won a second World Series or were in the playoffs last year, were going deeper. But they seem to be, I know they're raising ticket prices because I got my bill again a month or so ago, and it was obscene, you know, what they're charging for some of these games now. And now to be doing it on television, too, it just doesn't feel right. Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Fitz and Northwestern Football returns to Wrigley Field on November 7th as they host Wisconsin. Guarantee a ticket to this matchup with the purchase of season tickets. Buy now at NUSports.com. And next up, it is going to be Brian, who is in Peoria. Brian, what do you think about this mess?
Hey, how are you doing, buddy?
Good, thanks.
Good. Hey, so I run a bar and grill down in Peoria, mm-hmm. and so we have DirecTV. So I called DirecTV to make sure we got the marquee channel, or how I got the marquee channel, and they don't even offer the marquee channel into a commercial package. So we're scrambling on how we're even going to do it.
So when you say they don't offer it in a commercial package, they're not trying to figure out how much extra they can charge you for it?
Correct. I talked to two different people. I mm-hmm. called twice. I thought maybe the first one was wrong. And they don't even offer it into a commercial package. So I'm not sure how all the bars and everybody's even going to have the marketing network.
No, but it's possible, I would think, that they just haven't priced it yet, do you think? Or
okay.
I'm asking. I don't know. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know either. Everything I keep getting is that it's not available in the commercial package. So
At the end of the day, here's what we know: whatever you were paying for your DirecTV, you're now going to pay something more to get the Cubs.
Correct.
And you were getting the Cubs without paying more prior to this, correct?
Correct.
That's the only point I've been trying to make with everybody. You know, it's not correct. Hard to figure out. You know, that's what they're doing here. So, yeah, Brian, listen, thank you for the call. Hopefully they will not charge you too much. And hopefully the bar will do well and people will continue to enjoy it.
And it's very clearly the uncertainty and the questions and the fact that this is all still hanging out there as spring training is underway that's making it all worse, right? If you're going to make a decision that's going to be so polarizing for a fan base that has had the awesome luxury of WGN and all these this access over the years, you just would like to think and I get it, the deadlines spur action, and maybe that's why this is going to go down to the wire and make sure everyone can get the best deal possible. But then to act like there's some surprise or people are disappointed acting as if you don't understand, I think is it's just bad aesthetics on every front here.
Yeah, I can't even get that upset. They do have 5 weeks left. Nobody's missed a game that counts anymore. I don't care about really seeing spring training games all that much. It seems likely they will get it worked out before opening day. So it's not that part of it that bothers me so much. But, I mean, there are simple facts. And one is that I forget what the number was, but it's somewhere between 30% and 40% of the TV homes in Los Angeles still can't get Dodgers games, whatever it is now, 6-7 years later, you know, and so there are going to be ongoing problems there, and nobody can debate the simple fact that this was all driven by greed, or you don't want to call it greed, just call it the desire to make more money. But at the end of the day, you know, when you've got that kind of money, it starts to feel a little greedy. Let's
see. Real quick on that point. Mm-hmm. We had a caller from Los Angeles call in last week, and he said it's having an opposite effect now because of the Dodgers. He said cable channels are fighting back by taking the Lakers' rights and refusing service to any of the streaming sites. So people who are on streaming sites can't get Lakers games, but you can get the Dodgers games.
Jordan, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know, these teams are forcing, these are all businesses trying to survive and make money. And the Cubs clearly thought about nobody but the Cubs, not them, not their fans, not, you know, Comcast, not DirecTV. Maybe none of those other businesses are their problem, but their fans are their problem. And Jordan, thank you, because this is exactly what I'm trying to explain to everybody. Nothing is surprising about this. You knew this is the way this was going to go. And now that it's starting to become reality, people are starting to get upset about it. Let's get out to Midlothian and see how Chris feels about all this. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Hub. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
got a restaurant, Bartolini's in Midlothian. We've always had Comcast. And about 4 or 5 years ago, we switched over to DirecTV for the Sunday ticket. Well, it was all great and fine until one of the playoff games, and we had a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the guy outside with a broom handle trying to clean out the dish?
I can imagine, Chris.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we went back. We keep Comcast. So now we have both. We have Comcast and DirecTV. So we're already paying both.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. It's a money grab. It's just going to end up who's going to end up in the next 5 weeks on who's going to carry what and how and what the pricing is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some kind of deal that's made, but we've always kept both because of the weather issue. And also on the Sunday ticket, it gives our customers, you know, more opportunity to see different games.
Well, and yeah, I mean, you're running a business. I can understand why you would need both and want to have both. We were kidding before about why somebody in their own home would need both, you know, and I suppose
that might be extreme.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess if you can afford it, it's up to you how you spend your money.
And apparently selective memory, because actually I was out on a ladder in a snowstorm trying to get the Super Bowl to come in clear a few years ago when I had friends over at the house. So if I had remembered that, maybe it would have it would make more sense why I would consider having both, too.
Yeah. You know, the irony. I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
No, it kind of gives us the best of both worlds. And like you said, you're going to pay for it either way. It's just going to come down at a point to where. And I think that's why, like Brian said earlier with Dish, no one knows anything because no one wants to commit right now, because if Dish says this and Comcast signs, where's the money going to fall? That's going to be the hard part in the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I hear you. Chris, thank you much for the phone call. You know, I think the ultimate irony of all this is it sounds like I'm sitting here defending Comcast. I spend half my life wanting to kill somebody at Comcast. Not literally, obviously, but I mean, they infuriate me beyond imagination. And yet somehow Ricketts is made them a sympathetic character at the moment. I am quite sure that Comcast is not being magnanimous or worrying that much about Cubs fans in this negotiation either.
And I'm quite sure if we didn't spend the past month hearing about all the Chris Bryant trade rumblings and the inaction from the team, that the frustrations probably wouldn't be at this stage right now.
They have done nothing but insult their fans from the minute the season ended last year. And that's, at the end of the day, that's all I'm really upset about. Fortunately, I can afford my cable TV. Maybe I will take the time to grow up and figure out streaming and make a change. It's none of it's free. But it's the fact that the last people on the list right now for the Ricketts family appears to be their fans. And that's really what has me so upset. 312-644-6767. Quick commercial break. We're back with more on The Score.
You were quoted in some magazine or business journal about Wrigley Field renovations, 100% over budget. Does that factor into how you're operating the team, or
well, first of all, I was misquoted.
You were misquoted?
It was a joke. I mean, the fact is that we had to spend about $740 million to renovate Wrigley Field and improve Wrigley Field. When we bought the team and closed up at the end of 2009, we figured it was about half that. So I was kind of tongue-in-cheek. I just said, look, it was about twice as much as we expected. It didn't affect the field. We ended up going out, we actually financed it through selling part of the team for the most part and a few other financing mechanisms. But we've always had enough resources to keep a great team on the field, and it didn't limit us.
Welcome back. As we are in the home stretch, he is Arthur Arkush. I am Hub Arkush, and we are going to be wrapping it up in about 10 minutes or so here. Want to get to everybody who has been good enough to be hanging on the phone lines for us and try and get to you in the order that you dialed us up. So next up, Arthur, we're going to hear from Joe on the far northwest side. Joe, how you doing?
Good evening, Hub and Arthur. Really enjoying your show.
Thank you.
You know, my comments tonight are regarding Houston Gate, you know, mm-hmm. which seems to be like the new Watergate, you know. But I'm actually glad to see the Houston Astros retain their championship title. You know, when it comes to professional sports, Hub, you know, since the beginning of time, you know, there's always been the cheats, the sneaks, and the snakes. But from the Black Sox scandal all the way to recently with Black Jack McDowell, you know, accusing Tony La Russa, basically the same thing. You know, the more things change, you know, the more they stay the same. But did baseball fans disown the White Sox in 1919 beyond? The answer is no. In my opinion, why should the Houston fans be disappointed, you know, themselves? But when you look at the 2017 World Series, you know, Cody Bellinger, which has been, you know, kind of vocal lately, here's a guy that batted well south of the Mendoza line in that series. But as a Cub fan, you know, Hub, I'm not defending Houston in any way, shape, or form, but the Dodgers also lost to Boston in 2018, and they got eliminated by another National League team, of course, during the playoffs last year in 2019. But recently, the Los Angeles City Council passed a resolution to strip Houston of their title. They should be taking their grievances to Major League Baseball. I mean, lowering the mound in 1969 so they could raise batting averages and more players get into home runs. Then the DH came in 1973 in the American League. You know, in my opinion, I'm a baseball traditionalist. A pitcher plays the field hub. A pitcher is going to bat, you know. And then you got the steroid era players. You know, you went from juice bars to juice players. And now look, now you got juice baseballs, you know. And there's also experimental home plate umpires. The DH is probably coming to the National League. But, you know, for Cody Bellinger and the Los Angeles City Council Hub, stop being sore losers because you haven't won a World Series since 1988, okay? And I hate to hear of retaliation, which I've been hearing left and right. You know, I hope it doesn't go that route. But let's keep the game of baseball great. And you know what? Let's level the playing field a little bit. You know, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what the future is going to hold. But let's not turn, you know, Houston Gate into the new Watergate. Thanks, Hub.
Well, Joe, thank you. The only problem I have with your call is I don't really care about the Los Angeles Dodgers, you know, and you don't have to give them a title just because you take it away from the Astros. To me, this has nothing to do with the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm mad at the Houston Astros. And while there has been cheating, we assume at one level or another, we don't really know for sure. We do know here that this was institutional cheating condoned by management and that that has to be punished more severely than saying the players aren't going to be punished at all and the team is going to pay some money and lose a couple draft picks to make it go away. That's just my opinion.
We also know that juice baseballs and lowering the mound, that's level at least playing. I mean, that's not benefiting certain teams that they're all using the same baseballs and all pitching off the same mound. So
yeah,
that part, I don't entirely understand.
I think to use a baseball euphemism, I think Joe was just kind of spraying to all fields there. I don't care about the Dodgers. That's not really the point. The Astros cheated, and they cheated in a way that we've never seen before with the entire team participating in a scam against everybody they played, and I just don't see how they can be given a championship having done that. Let's get to Mike, who it says is – are you in Daytona Beach, Mike?
Yes, that is correct. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm taken because of the race today and the horrible news coming out of there. I guess it's good news now that it looks like Ryan Newman will be okay. But it's interesting to have you calling from down there. So how you doing? You just told me.
I'm doing good. I was at the race yesterday, but I gave up the tickets for today because I had prior engagement. So I was there for the first 18 laps yesterday, though. But that's not the reason why I'm calling. The reason why I'm calling is a lot of people are they're forgetting the fact that if I was a free agent, this is about Houston, if I was a free agent next year, for example, I certainly wouldn't want to be going to Houston with knowing what's going to be, you know, what the future's going to hold. I can guarantee you I would not want to step foot in there as a free agent.
You know, Mike, I think you're right. Right now, I think this is going to be like everything else. We have short memories, and I'm not so sure in a year or two or three, how much that's going to matter. They are still one of the most talented teams in baseball. Since they're really not being punished on the field in any way except those couple high draft choices they're going to lose, they're probably going to be able to compete without cheating. So I'm not saying you're wrong, but I just don't know how lasting an effect that's going to have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a Cubs fan. I'm actually from Hoffman Estates originally. I moved down to Daytona 10 years ago, but, you know, I thank God my bright house down here, though, already has an agreement with the Cubs or Marquee. So I'm at least I'm safe. So, but I appreciate you taking my call, and I hope you have a good weekend or a good week, I should say.
Mike, thank you for the phone call. We've got one more caller before we wrap it up, Arthur. It's Rocco, who is out on the road, I believe. Rocco, how you doing?
Hey, Hub. How you doing tonight?
Good, thanks.
All right, real quick point. You know, I'm 59, so I grew up watching the Cubs on WGN, listening to Jack Brickhouse and then Harry Carey. And Tom Ricketts, I think, has really missed the boat on what a Cub fan really is. It's a whole different animal. All these fans have grown up, watched the Cubs on WGN. And the thing is this, is that if this becomes, you know, a huge mess, which it looks like it's going to be, they're going to lose an entire fan base, or they're going to lose a lot of fans. And I, for one, who am a diehard Cub fan, am not going to pay through the nose to watch them on Comcast, because I've got Comcast. I'll end up watching a lot more White Sox games than Cub games. And the Sox got to be clicking their heels about this whole thing. And for Tom Ricketts, who bought the club, when he bought it, he said, you know, I was a fan. I sat in the stands watching the Cubs. He has no clue. And that's all I got to say. Thank you, sir.
Rocco, thank you for the phone call. And there's one other thing I want to clarify here, because I have a texter who's mad at me saying that I got to get my facts straight, saying that the Cubs' average ticket price went down this year, not up. And I want to say to that texter that technically he is correct. But what he doesn't understand, because he's apparently not a season ticket holder, is that the price went down no thanks to the Chicago Cubs. Because, in fact, the way our season tickets work is the games are tiered into six different tiered based on the time of the year, the opponent, night, weekend, whatever. And what happened, because I am a season ticket holder, I have my bill to prove it, is they did raise the price on pretty much, I don't know if they raised it on all six tiers, but they got stuck by Major League Baseball with, I want to say, 18 games at home in April and 16 games at home in September, when they can't charge as much for those games because those aren't the marquee games or the bronze games or whatever they call them. And so the net effect of it is, over the course of the year, yeah, it's going to show that the average price is down. But that's after the Cubs tried to raise it and the schedule came out. So let's not pretend that they lowered the price. And the Cubs even put out a statement where they tried to say, well, we know it was a disappointment year, so the price is going to be down. And then as you go on and read the statement, you begin to realize what really happened is they're trying to take credit for a fluke of the schedule. So, you know, guys, listen, I don't expect it for free. I am still a diehard Cubs fan. We are the station of the Chicago Cubs. Thank God we've got Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer, who give us the best team in baseball, in my estimation as a fan, in a way that nobody else gets, because they're the best broadcast team around. Also want to add that Len Casper and Jim Deshaies do an outstanding job on television. Everything about, you know, the Cubs, I continue to love. I just don't like it when people treat me like an idiot and tell me that black is white when I'm looking at it and I know it's black.
I'm with you on that. I think we're at a time right now where we should be excited about baseball approaching and spring training is here. And to be talking about these issues, to have everything still be unresolved, is unfortunate. Yes, it probably will all be resolved in a matter of weeks, but it's just surprising to hear as much defense for Ricketts and for this deal that's very clearly self-serving for ownership and to line their pockets as much as possible. But there's quite a few defenders for whatever reason. So, hey, put a winning product on the field, get all this stuff sorted out, and I'm sure this will too soon be forgotten a lot sooner than later.
Very quickly before we go, because we do have to go, but CBS Sports Radio Network will be there when we get there. I'm not going to try and sneak out of here on you guys. I will at least give you the 30-second version of the story. First of all, to the guy who texted and said, I always knew Hub was a hippie commie. In fact, I was a bit of a hippie and most of my friends were, and none of us were commies. That's one of the great misnomers for those of you who weren't around. We actually hated communism more than you did. That wasn't what being a hippie was all about. I had a short stint as a hippie, but I misspoke before. I did not get arrested in Grant Park in 1968. I got detained in Grant Park in 1968. Arthur comes from what has always been a very socially conscious family. We have always been extremely conservative fiscally and extremely liberal socially. We've always been independent, never voted a straight party ticket. I can't speak for him and his family, but we are neither Republicans or Democrats. But my father was a very activist type guy and was somewhat outraged by what was going on in those days with the Democratic Convention. And he strongly encouraged me to go down there and experience our rights as American, our freedoms, our protests. And so I was in Grant Park when Mayor Daley's police force came out and started, you know, spraying tear gas everywhere and swinging clubs and just getting people out of the park. And they loaded us into a van and they took us. I want to say it was the 11th district, but God, it was, you know, what, 50 years ago. I don't remember exactly what it was. And they held us until somebody came and got us and we were released. So It was as close to my radicalization as I've ever come. And that's what happened in Grant Park in 1968. Is that enough?
Or? And now you are more anxious than ever to go do something similar.
Well, I mean, Arthur will tell you, I mean, him and his sister were on the campus of the University of Missouri in Columbia when we went to war with Iraq. And I was calling them every night and yelling at them to get out and find a protest somewhere against this war. Not because I'm a pacifist or because I'm anti-war. It was a bad war. I mean, it was clear we had no reason to go in there. And by the way, I can't stand Bernie Sanders, so don't paint me with that brush either. You know, it's not that, but that's just that's who we were. Everybody is their own person, and I just hope that we can all get back to where we were. Oh, I don't even want to go there because somebody will find something wrong with it. I just hope things get better for everybody soon. Now we are going to leave. Somebody wants to know, where's Julie? Julie has taken the night off, but I promise you she will be back. And don't worry if you're worried that she's not here because you got to listen to us. We are leaving, too. We are done. We got in at 6. We want to give our thanks to an outstanding lineup of guests. Dan Pompey from The Athletic was here. Our buddy Gonzo, Mark Gonzalez from the Chicago Tribune, stopped by. Scott Merkin from MLB.com, who covers the White Sox, visited with us. Joel Corey, our salary cap expert from CBSSports.com, was here. Arthur, I think that our buddies Jordan Malley here and Mike Chen did themselves. What a great lineup of guests. Thanks for getting all our callers on and off. Thanks for tolerating us. Most of
I haven't
all,
even gotten you this fired up in a while. This is a lot of fun.
Well, it just, I mean, the more I think about these things, the more I realize that we're getting screwed everywhere we turn. You know what? I'm getting tired of it. So I'll come back again to be an angry old man in a couple days. Right now, we're going to say goodnight. We want to thank more than anybody, all of you, for listening. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Stay tuned. We've got CBS Sports Radio, and the Grobber will be in at midnight tomorrow. We're back to the best lineup in town on Chicago's very favorite, most listened to, and number one all sports radio station, 670 The Score. Have a great night, everybody.
Where did you get the shoes? Versace?
Paul Zipser, who were high on.
I'm about W's. I don't care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.